Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I am Leona Abraham Brando, host for Blog Talk Radio, Shedding Light. I would like to let everyone know before we get started today that, and many of you know by now, there was a breach. It was a global problem that started with everyone in associated with Facebook and Instagram. We couldn't get into our Facebook page. We were locked out. There's been notices going around, even with me, that, hold on a second, please. Audience, I'm sorry. There's been so much going on. I don't know what's going on in this country, but there's a lot of things going on right now that are unexplainable. And I want everybody to be prepared because we don't know what's coming down the pike, but we know there's a lot going on. And unfortunately, we can't do anything about it. So I'm asking everybody to be patient with everything that's going on right now. And let me see where our guest is. Okay, good candidate. Let's see. Let's see. Okay, we have Andy Williams Jr. coming on with us now, everyone. So we will welcome him in. Andy, is that you? Are you with us?
I'm with you.
I am so, so sorry. There has been so much going on today. You would not believe. I couldn't get into this morning. I couldn't get into Facebook. I couldn't get into Messenger or any social media. And then I saw where they had a problem around the world that Facebook and Instagram and others were hacked, or they were having a major problem with it. So there were thousands and thousands of people unable to get into their social media platforms. So we also have other things going on that people are not aware of yet, but they will be hearing about it soon. I don't know what's going on in this country or even around the world, but I know that these Donald Trump and others in other countries have been meeting. According to what I'm hearing, these are extreme right. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, I wanted to let the people know Andy Williams Jr. is a presidential candidate speaking on issues pertaining to a broken political system, which needs We the People Party to candidates to take control and do something current about it. So, Andy, can you let the audience know a little bit about yourself, what you're all about, and what you want to see happen with We the People?
Yeah. So you can find more about me at awj2024.com. And as Ms. Leone said, I'm a 2024 presidential applicant. And I choose the word applicant because all of these elected positions, there's a job description. And when you elect somebody, that's your public servant. They're the public servant. And they owe a duty of trust to public to protect our rights. And our rights are our inalienable rights that come from nature's God and the Creator. And people have gotten so far away from that with our morals and values that nobody is protecting people's rights and they're being infringed upon. And the unique thing about our campaign is I'm advocating for people's rights right now. This is what I do. I'm a minister. We got AWJ Ministries that's primarily focused on setting the captives free. That's our mission based on Isaiah 61:1. And the captivity that we're talking about is physical, spiritual, and financial bondage. And so when I'm at the campaign, which is about freedom, which is a new government based on a unified platform, it is not necessarily bringing the people together like we all have to unite, but bringing the people to understand what their rights are, and the role of government is to protect those rights. So I'm the candidate that's saying, yes, I'm here to protect your rights. And that means everybody right. And I say that because when Donald Trump, I'm from Illinois, that's where I live at, and Donald Trump had got kicked off the Illinois ballot, and I wanted to file a motion to intervene because that's unconstitutional. And I knew it was because the states don't have jurisdiction over a federal election. Some people thought that, oh, that's your component, F Donald Trump, this and this. But when you're applying for the position of president and you're here to protect the people's rights, that means you have to protect everybody's rights, even if you may not agree or like them, they still have rights. And I didn't want him to cry and say, oh, I got kicked off the Illinois ballot, that's why I lost the campaign. Although he, whatever. But if anybody has any whiff of it and read the decision from the Supreme Court, that's 22 pages, that decision not only kept him on the ballot, decision allows me to help get many people that are going to vote for me their right so they can have that right to vote. And it also allows me to help get a lot of people that are in federal prison on charges where there's no victim. And that is why when you elect or hire Andy Williams Jr., you're hiring more than just somebody applying for the position of this president. You're hiring somebody that understands the job description and knows what the chief magistrate to determine what the law is. And what the law is do your neighbor no harm. Don't infringe upon their property or their rights. That's what the law is. So a lot of these statutes with a public policy that are not laws has gotten a lot of people locked up because that's legalized slavery and they're generating revenue off of that. Those policies that require you to have a sticker on your car and pay taxes, those are policies. Those are not laws. And we need somebody that understands what the people's rights are and the limited role of government. And that's who Andy Williams Jr. is, AWJ 2024. That's who he is. That's who I've always been. That's who I'll always be. November 5th, 2024 does not determine what my future holds. It came from God. November 5th, 2024 is giving the people an opportunity to have somebody represent the people and not the party, not my own agenda, not my own ideology. I am going into a position that has a job description laid out in the Constitution that limits the powers of the president, limits the powers of Congress, limits the powers of government, and that's what we're going to have. When we talk about freedom and a new government, we're doing that now. And after today, what I read about another case I'm working on, by the time November 5th, 2024 comes, we at our campaign will be to reduce the prison population by 35 to 40%, guaranteed. That's what we're going to do. Because I get to educate all these advocacy groups out here that are advocating for prisoners' rights and show them the prisoners are people and their rights have been infringed and deprived by these public policies, these legislators that are passing policy thinking it's law and it's unconstitutional. And that's what we're attacking. All these enhanced sentences and all this stuff, it's all unconstitutional. It's every single bit of it from top to bottom is. And I'm talking about for the people. And when it comes to these unauthorized policy enforcers, shootings, which we call them police officers, they'll be held accountable because they're policy enforcers. Slave patrol, slave catchers. I'm not talking about every man and woman that signed up for that job. I'm talking about the ones that actually commit these treasonous, murderous acts that are hiding behind their Ku Klux Klan cloak and trying to get away with it. There ain't no statute of limitations on no murder. And for all those that have not been charged, our DOJ will come in and demand justice. Because one thing you're not going to get away with is taking the life of people. Whether it's rape, pedophile, arson, no, you're not getting away with that. Not under our watch, you won't. And I'm committed to this movement, people. I am committed to this. That's a little bit about Andy Williams Jr., candidate. Leona? Still there, Miss Leona? Hello?
I'm Sherry. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I was on mute. I'm sorry. I put you on mute. Hold on a second. We have a radio show going and my phone's ringing, okay? Hold on a second. I'm going to put myself on mute, audience, until just for a few minutes.
Well, as I said earlier, my website is... Hello? As I shared with the audience earlier, my website is awj2024.com. I ask that you would go there. We are looking to update the website, so any donations that you're willing to place today, it would be great. You know, we're only trying to raise another $600 just for the website. I'm not saying we need millions of dollars to do what we're doing.
Okay. We have we had a caller on a few minutes ago. He's going to be calling back in. One of the things that we were talking about, there's been so much going on, not only with social media, with the globally, with the social media sites being breached, being tampered with, but we also have other issues going on in the United States. And what I'm worried about right now is we have people in other countries now that are getting involved with people in the United States, and it's not looking too good. So I wanted to, 605, you want to state your name, please?
Yeah, this is Chinupa from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota.
Okay, Chinupa, can you please provide some feedback on everything that's going on or what you would like to say?
Well, one of the things I would like to say to the listening audience is that all of these issues that are going on in the so-called state of Turtle Island, I hate the crass term America, don't know such thing. It's creating a lot of division amongst people, okay? Somebody is using, you know, certain people's phone numbers, and they're actually, you know, sending me messages globally by telling me to stop, you know, using their numbers. It's like they remove me, they're saying. But see, I didn't do this stuff, guys. I'm computer illiterate. But the phone numbers that keep calling in and calling this this removal is from a 617-627-2243. See, that's that I don't have that number, and that's what number keeps showing up on my ID. So all
you
of these people that are calling me.
If I can just say, somebody just text message, and they're getting all these. They're saying remove all your massive emails. They're getting all these emails. They don't know who it is. Something is going on in this country. I don't know what it is, but between blocking the social media, between sending emails out to people, mass emails, something is going on, and I don't know what it is.
Well, you know, the way I look at it, the system has always been involved in what they call COINTELPRO, okay? And they're doing this nationwide to hurt people, looking for your information. But it all starts with one group of people, and that's how they link everybody in it. That's why I don't like getting in with that, you know, different groups of, you know, the things that go on in America. I do not want to be involved with what everybody's doing. But it comes from people not paying attention to the system. And so the system does this. And needless to say, you're going to get affected by it, people. But needless to say, you all look the other way at times. But that's the name of the game, because social media creates a backlash because people are being divided, and then they masquerade and say things that are uncomfortable with other people that are listening to their shows or whatever the scenario might be. The bottom line is this. When the great mystery created man's natural way of doing things, okay, he didn't say use technology. No, he didn't. That got here. So technology is used to divide people continuously. And I'm so glad and honored that I'm computer illiterate. I'm a dummy when it comes to the computer, and I'm grateful for that. But even the phone, all I can do is text messages. But in reality,
I want to announce once again, it's happened. Social media has been blocked again. I can't get into the social media. People are messaging saying They can't, they're getting all these emails. They want it stopped. So I don't know. It's happening again. Apparently the government maybe had fixed it earlier, but it's happened again, and I don't know what they're going to do about it. Something major is going on right now. I don't know what it is. I don't know. This is crazy.
Well, all your phones are being tapped, and they're going to continue to push at this level. Then people are going to text you messages, hey, remove me from your number and all that. So if you can, delete it and shut it off, because that's what I do. But anyway, sister, I appreciate it. We'll go back to another thing, man, and I'll let you guys carry on as I listen on.
Okay. Andy, you want to finish up what you were saying, but I want to say one thing for advocates. I had to block one of the advocates. I had to block a couple, and I'll tell you why. And this is ridiculous when advocates start bickering back and forth and expecting people to take sides. We have serious issues that we're all trying to address in this country. Serious. And if advocates can't agree to disagree, then they don't need to be advocates and expecting others to get involved and take sides. We don't need to take sides because we know what we are trying to do. Now, a few days ago, I had somebody using my radio show to interview, and that was to interview other advocates. And she welcomed this particular advocate that day. And the next morning, she was emailing me to tell me about this advocate being all these things about this advocate. And I told her, I hope you two work it out because we have a job to do. We can't afford to be bickering back and forth with one another, and we cannot afford to get others implicated and take the focus off the cause. Well, apparently she got very upset with me, and I had to block her as well. So I'm going to say this once and for all. Advocates out there, if you want to take sides, that's fine. But try not to include advocates that are really trying to get something done in this country, especially in our penal system. We have a job to do, and if you can't get along with whomever you're interviewing on your show, or if you can't get along with each other as advocates, then figure it out between the two of you. Don't try to get others involved. We have a focus, and right now, what this country is doing is deteriorating, and it's deteriorating fast. It's bringing in all the outsiders in order for a domestic terrorism to take place. And we need to stop focusing on the cause, and we need to stop focusing on resolutions, and we need to join together. When Andy Williams talks about we the people, that's exactly what's needed now. The movement is we the people, and we need to come together. So all of you that are listening in, I want you to call in. I want you to talk about the issues that you see happening. I want you to give feedback. I want you to ask questions. We need to do this because it's not going to be able to be done in the last minute. When everything falls apart at the last minute, everybody's going to be racing to get to safety or racing to get to somebody that's going to be able to help. If you can't get started now in this movement, if you can't get started talking about these issues, or you can't even talk about it on a radio show because you're afraid of what your peers are going to say, or you're afraid because you're shy, be the leader. Don't be a follower, but be the leader and stop calling in right away. We need leaders in this movement. So please call in. And Andy, I'm going to let you finish saying what you were saying.
Well, I think that's about really all I had to say, y'all. I mean, right now, you know, we the people have the power. And until we unite on what we have in common, which is our rights that are given to us by nature's God and a creator, that's it. Like, there's no other way. And I think so many people are confused about when we get into election that you're going to elect somebody and they're going to save you. That's not who I am. I'm not here to save you. What I'm here to ensure that your rights are not being infringed or deprived, and if it is, that you're entitled to a remedy. I'm here to restore what has been stolen from the people. This ain't about no vote. Not when it comes to people's rights. When it comes to our rights, we're entitled to a remedy, and that's supposed to be in a court of law. We don't even have courts of law no more because all these courts are statutory, admiral courts that deal with stuff that has nothing to do with we the people. So there's got to be accountability when those that have been elected into office, for the best term to say, violate their oaths. When the last time you seen somebody's oath get hit up for violating their oath, other than for the mass part, Donald Trump, which I'm grateful for those cases because it shows that you don't have immunity. This is stuff that we don't got to get elected to do, but it's such a huge problem. You need somebody that understands people's rights. I look forward to having a multi-cabinet with all these different nationalities and ethnicities. It's not just one person with his ideology. This ain't about black and brown. This is about we are the people. That's what this is about. I don't want my grandkids and great-grandkids having to deal with this stuff. And we fix it now because we're at a point, we've been at a point of no return. But everybody wants to get even for what's happened in the past to them and that. We can't change the past. What we can do is forecast the future and live in the present. And I share this personal testimony. I went to trial last week, Monday and Tuesday, for a discrimination suit that I had against my prior landlord. I never did a jury trial before, ever in my life. So I went in there with no experience, thinking that I was going to win. Know what I thought? I didn't win. I had the evidence. I had the facts. I had the exhibit. I had the landlord admit that there was no ordinance. When I asked her about why did she not renew my lease and did she know about this neighbor that was a white guy because it was a big discrimination case, she said she didn't know. The jury deliberated for 6.5 hours. Just want y'all to hear that. 6.5 hours the jury deliberated. They came back finding that the housing complex was not guilty for breaching the contract. Because I removed all the discrimination claims. I'm like, I don't think I've proved it. I'm going to remove them because I don't want the jury to deliberate about something that I know afterwards it was over. I didn't present the right evidence. 3 jurors stayed back, and they told the landlord and the lawyer, y'all contract is bogus. One of the jurors that I had an 8-panel jury, one of the jurors was a lawyer. The juror said, if you could have pled your damages, you never testified to the damages, so we couldn't even award you anything. I wasn't sad, y'all, because I went in and went up against the giant. I done sued the IRS. I done sued the United States and 31 states for their ongoing role of slavery. I done called out my hometown police department for being slave patrol slave catchers. I done sued on behalf of the Aboriginal and the indigenous descendants. I've never been scared to go up against the system. And when the people made their decision, that 8-panel jury, they weren't against me. What they did is they did what was right and said, Andy, you didn't prove your case. We believe what you were saying, but you didn't bring the facts. And that's the power of the people. That is the power of the people. Now, side note, I'm still going to win the case because the judge did some stuff previously dismissing claims that she shouldn't have. So I was nowhere worried about it at all. I got the unredacted paperwork to show my neighbor was white. I got all that after the trial, you know, when it came to that paperwork. But my confidence is doing what is right. And whenever we feel like we're right and something doesn't go our way, we could learn. And that is the beauty for me about the ancestors and the elders. I don't need to go through something that they've been through. And my generation, to those that will listen to this, we don't know everything. We ain't been around here long enough to know everything. There's people that have fought wars and water holes, all kinds of stuff that has happened. What we get to do is hear their stories of what didn't work and what worked, and then we get to listen to them and move forward. As I said before, and I'll say it again, that decision that came down yesterday from the Supreme Court that kept Donald Trump on that ballot, specifically in Illinois, that is a gold mine for my campaign, because we're advocating on behalf of prisoners' rights. And that decision said the states don't have the right to interfere with a federal election. That means every state that denies one of the people their right to vote is infringing upon it, violating the 15th Amendment, the First Amendment, and it's a badge and incident of slavery, a Section 2 of the 13th Amendment. Our campaign is focused strongly on abolishing the legalized slavery. And whenever you abolish slavery, that means somebody at some point was enslaved. And once they're enslaved, that means you took something, you benefited, you had an unjust enrichment. There will be, I like to say payday, but I'm more of there's descendants that want their land back. We don't need that fiat money. For some of us don't. We want the land back so we can get back to Mother Nature. That's where we're at. And that's what makes this campaign so unique and different, because we will be able to do this with or without some votes. This is the power of the people that we have. We've always had it. We always had it. There's going to be people that want to go to war. There's going to be some people that want to sit down and discuss stuff. There's going to be some people that want to forgive. Each one has the choice to choose whatever they choose to do. There's not no one-size-shoe-fits-all. And that's what I'm at.
Thank you, Andy. And before I ask Chinupa to step in and give some feedback on it, I want to say one thing. You can quote all these amendments. You can quote all these laws. We're at a time now where no one cares about the law. All these people in power, all these people, especially the congressional parties, they don't care. And you, if they did, there wouldn't be people on the outside in power that haven't gone to prison yet after all these years. So they're not looking at these amendments. They're not looking at these policies that you mentioned. And this is why it's even more reason for people to come together, We the People Party, because they're not following their own policy and guidelines, but they're expecting everyone. It's like in the Bible when Jesus said, you know, do what they say and not what they're doing, because they're doing just the opposite of what they're saying. But I wanted to ask Chinupa to give some feedback on what you were saying.
Well, let's put it this way, okay? The understanding of what the brother is specifying through his own intellectual communication with things that are going on. One thing we all have to keep in mind, and we don't ever do this anymore, okay? It's called, in our language we say, meaning that it has to be done under our way, okay? And so if we're indigenous, if we're African, okay, we need to show that understanding more openly, because the young brother, Andy Williams, was talking about getting land back for the native people. Well, let me tell this audience something real detrimental to what's going on in Indian country, okay? The land has always been part of our upbringing, okay? That's bottom line. And so today, in the year 2024, we're seeing drastic change amongst people. And what's happening is that a lot of times we don't agree. Sister Leona said that. You know, a lot of advocates out there are making different, you know, contradictions. And so it creates a division because nobody understands why one party, one person, whoever it is moving for something that everybody wants. And I know what I want, and I'm going to say it to you listening audience. I want to be free and left alone. But you can't have it if you're not doing something. Now, Sister Leona has been advocating for people that are incarcerated. The same here. Chinupa does that here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Not only do I advocate and fight for people that are getting discharged and getting railroaded into these penal complexes, I fight for children that need to be reunited with families. Because of these incidents of programs. It's all about money. Capitalistic control is what defers America to deceitful, remove you from everything. That's why if your heart and mind isn't inclined to the freedom of independence, there is none. It's about capitalistic control. That's what confinement is. You're moving on the hour from A to Z, and you got to stop and define it in any move you make. Freedom, on the other hand, you're left alone. Independence, you choose to do something, whether it's serving your family, hunting for them, and all that. Nobody had restrictions in that time. But today, white America has always practiced and perfect colonial policies that stripped you from your human rights. And that's one thing that people is not talking about today. So I believe, and I'm confident, that freedom and independence can work if we expedite them and exercise them in the manner where it needs to go. And that's in front of us. That belongs to you, the listening audience, Chinupa, and everybody that believe in freedom with those independents. Back to you, and that's how you answer that question. Oh.
Thank you so much, Chinupa. And I'm going to take this call, but I want to say something quick after this call. 252, do you want to state your name, please? 252?
Yes, hi. This is Dr. Kimberly McTarian.
Dr. McTarian, how are you?
I am well, Sister Leona.
Dr. McTarian is the founder of Save Our Sons. And Dr. McTarian, can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself and your organization?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I'm a human rights advocate, and I believe in humanity. I am the president of Save Our Sons, and I believe that we all are God's children, and therefore we were given the earth, so there should be no lack among us. And so, of course, I believe in coming against not just criminal acts, but I believe if we attack corruption, because that's where the heart of it is, we can dismantle what we call criminality. And so if we love and we understand the power of one and unity and that we need each other, I believe that we can change the government, not this government, but all governments, because we're supposed to be of one nature. And that is what we're about on various levels.
Thank you so much, Dr. McTarian. And I want to, real quickly before Andy takes over again, I want to remind the audience of something. Before anybody came to America, it was lived on by the Native Indians.
Yes.
The Native Indians, we have people saying these immigrants trying to come over to the United States through the border are criminals poisoning the United States. Yet, when the Native Indians had control of the land, when they were living peacefully on this earth in America and taking good care of the land, immigrants from other countries came over. Now, these were criminals that came to this country as criminals poisoning this country because they came in violently. These immigrants at the border that everyone wants to stop coming over, they did not come in and slaughter the people as the Native Indians were slaughtered. And I just wanted to make this one thing clear to everyone who lives in America and everybody who wants to make America great again. If you want to do that, then go way back to the beginning where the Native Indians were taking good care of the properties that God had created as well. They were taking good care of the lands. If anybody polluted America, it's we, immigrants, that came over from abroad. And many of us didn't come over by choice. Unfortunately, we were slaves. We were enslaved. Our ancestors brought over on boats that were so packed like sardines that many of those boats tipped over and those people died. So when we talk about immigrants, the immigrants that came over are the very immigrants that have that racial attitude that wants to make America great again with only the whites. But if that's the case, perhaps they need to go back to their country because this is a United States. This is a united continent of representatives from every country in the entire world. And I just wanted to get that out there so people will have a better understanding when they talk about these criminal immigrants coming over to poison America. I'm going to turn this back over to Andy Williams, Jr., presidential candidate for We the People. Andy?
Well, at this stage, Ms. Leona, I'm good. I didn't say enough for the day. I think sometimes we get so caught up in talking, we don't get enough time to do. And what we can see is what I'm doing. This is way more than just a conversation for me. It's way more than that. Our rights have been infringed, and I'm not focused on the government. I'm focused on the creator that created me, and that's my position.
Every time I look at the scriptures and the stories, they never talk about the giants is what had them afraid, not for the ones that were giant killers. Everybody else was focused on Goliath, but David wasn't. Joshua and Caleb was focused on the great. The other 10 spies were focused on the giants, thinking they were grasshoppers. I don't never measure the giants up against my strength. I look at the one who sent me, and I'm in that generation. And I realize some people have been around a lot longer, has experienced a lot more things than I've experienced. So their decision and their system is different because they've experienced something different. I've been to prison. I've been shot at by so much I could go on. And none of that has deterred me from where I'm at. People tell me, Andy, you got to be afraid. Afraid of what? Afraid of death? I've never experienced that. So why would I be afraid of that? This is something that has to be done because I have grandchildren, I have children, and I refuse to stand by and look and watch anything happen based on what I'm afraid to do. I know that there's a creator that created this world, and it was created to be a certain way, and I'm of that generation of that mindset to get that joke in order the way it was from my birthright. That's my position, and I can't spend a lot of time talking about it because that's all we've heard for the last 50, 60 years. Somebody discussing something, somebody talking about something. I want to see the fruit. I've watched the fruit bear in my own life, and that's what I bring to this campaign.
And I will say, as you mentioned, you're young, and you haven't seen it all. But for many of us who have been around for years and years and years, we've seen it. We've seen it. And like you say, it's time to forget about the past. It's time to stop focusing on the past and stop focusing on the future. Now, Dr. Kimberly McTerrion also has an agency. It's called,
Save Our Sons, yes.
No, you have an organization, SOS Consulting Firm?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I, if you can, talk a little bit about that, too.
Sure, absolutely. So Save Our Sons Agency is a truth agency because we are agents from another kingdom or another government, shall I say. And so our agency is about transparency, not the transparency that you do for marketing. So well, we know America's nature is to say one thing but do another. No, we actually believe in transparency and uncovering
that
so that we can heal and keep it real is what I say. And so our agency, for the most part, is not an alternative to the agency of what America provides, but it is the agency that believes the model of being open and honest so that we can develop the people to where they should be as sons, not bastards. And what we have is a foundation of truth and order, and not just, you know, infringement order, but we're talking about absolute order from the inside out, not regulated from the outside in. So that's Save Our Sons Agency. We also have SOS Consulting Firm, which is the firm that helps consult. And if anybody needs legislation or law to hold them accountable, because everybody does not, then we help agencies craft what they need in order to be held accountable. But, you know, we also believe that accountability first is in alignment with the true spirit of God. So one is more consulting and one is more application.
And I'm for both of them because I think accountability and transparency are the most important things when interacting with any government or any agency or
yes.
any organization whatsoever. 406, you want to
yes.
say your name, please? 406?
Hello, my name is John Three Fingers from the Northern Cheyenne Reservation.
Hello, John. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yes. I am starting a Native American Landowners Association. For so long, we've had such a rough go on the reservation. We've had landowners threatened on their 100% owned land. We've had elders who went to go berry picking, had their berries steamrolled bulldozed because they didn't want anybody on their leased land. And, excuse me, we've had, my family and I have had our hay stolen for such a long time, 15 to 20 years, that it numbers in hundreds of thousands, possibly millions. And we're just getting this uncovered. I'm starting a landowners association. We've had one before, but the person was killed by unknown parties because they started organizing and they wanted a voice. And so the people who are in charge of the grazing board and land authority are all ranchers. And they are the ones who have been working with the BIA to disregard the Native American landowner's voice. And so they have been running roughshod over us for all these years. They've been stealing our hay. They've been putting construction on our land. No, that's a no-no. And so this is one of the last ditch efforts we have before, you know, they pretty much take over. I do have information concerning how they have been corrupt. I do have information concerning how they have been tying our hands up, and pretty much they run the tribal council. The tribal council is paid off. It's I have a paper trail showing how much in the thousands of dollars that they've been getting from these corrupt individuals. I've been trying to work with the BIA, and the gentleman has been working about a year and a half now, and his eyes are being opened, and he doesn't want to get involved. So he basically sued the tribe, and then the tribe sued the BIA because they wanted to 638 the programs that were stealing all the landowners' hay. And so we had our president. Excuse me.
I'm sorry, but a lot of people, including myself, do not know what the BIA is. So can you spell it out?
Yeah, it's the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Anything that we do on a reservation has to be okayed by them. If any land is sold, any trespass, any hay stolen, we have to go through them. And so the Bureau of Indian Affairs is working with the grazing board and the land authority to basically rob us. But this gentleman, he has just been here a year and a half, and he's trying his best to get the situation under control. And we need help in so many ways concerning this situation. It's gotten to a point where it's kind of dangerous for me to be standing in front of all these people, but like I told the elders, I'm staking myself to the ground on this issue. And if you know anything about dog soldiers, that we are the suicide soldiers of the tribe. Anything that comes our way, we will stake ourselves to the ground and we will thwart it. We will fight it until death, you know. That's how important it is to me. I feel like this is the most important issue that I ever take on in my life. And so,
Do you know Chinupa Buhamani? Do you know them from the Lakota tribe, from South Dakota?
Yes, Chinupa is basically one of the ones that helped me understand how the BIA works and helped me learn about how the BIA is interfering with our resources and our situation here. And so there is really no recourse for us. There is really nothing that we can do. They basically have our reservation split between these two families. And so I have it all in black and white, all their corruption, all their stealing of our resources, all the paper trails that show how much they have taken from the tribe, and they will alert each other to opportunities that we don't get and we have no idea of. And so when I started this situation, this organization, it's not ratified yet, but when I started this situation, so many people were being hurt that I was flooded with information, flooded with lease agreements, flooded with correspondence with the BIA showing how ineffective they were. Some of the situations where the person needed help on their land. Someone was coming and bringing cows to their land, and that person said, this land is unleased. I have no lease with the BIA, with no one. You shouldn't be bringing them cows over. She called the cops, and then the cops showed up, and he said, look, I don't have a lease. Look at this person's dropping his cows off on my land. And then come to find out, the person whose cows they were the owner, was the chair of the grazing board, the person that is there to help the native landowners with this situation. And so they have been tying our hands. They've been locking us out of the opportunities that should be ours. And, you know, native are standing at the corners selling bread while these people are driving by with, you know, brand new cars. And, you know, basically they've kept us down for so long that everybody's lost hope. Drugs are rampant. Meth, you know, fentanyl's here. The cartel is here. And one of the grazing board members is actively working with the cartel. And the FBI is here investigating everything. So it is a very hot place to be, especially when you're trying to do something for the people. You're trying to work for them, with them, and help them out of the poverty that we've been suffering for all these years. And so I've been doing my best to gather information, doing my best to gather resources. We have a lot of people on the reservation that would like to see this equation change. And so we do have to jump through some hoops. We do have to rectify some situations. But they're pretty much aware of what I'm doing, my activities. And so I've been having people drive by, you know, rev their engines. My daughter had her car lug nuts loosened the other day, and she was going down the road 80 miles an hour, and her wheel started thumping. So that is how dangerous it is for me and my family. But I'm not stopping. People in the past have been hurt, have been threatened, have been, you know, cowed by these people. But, you know, it's time that we stand up. It's time that we, as, you know, Native people, stand up to these people and let them know that it's done. It's at an end. Your reign of corruption is over. And I'm very adamant in this. And I, you know, pledged to the older people. They gave me tobacco. And I'm not stopping. I'm not stepping back. I'm going full force into what I have to do. I'm laying my strategy down. I'm laying my resources. And I'm doing whatever I can to make it an even playing field.
So, you know, I'd like to say this. I'd like to say the four of you that just spoke, Andy, Tanufa, Dr. McClarion, and yourself, you all touched on issues why Andy Williams is trying to get We the People Party together. Andy talked about all the injustices going on in America. Chinooper and you talked about the threat, the damages being done to the Native Indians. Dr. McTerrion talks about the children, save our sons. We're all talking about something. The Indians, the Native Indians were slaughtered when the whites came over and took over. African Americans and even those in Brazil and all those countries in Central and South America, a lot of them came over as Africans coming over as slaves in these boats that were so packed like sardines, were brought to America. And since being in America, have always been discriminated against, have always been beaten and slaughtered and killed, shot in the back and everything else. That's been going on. So right now, they're even going after, unfortunately, but it's part of the whole thing. They're going after the Asians in America. They're going after Hispanics. They're going after anybody of color. And so, unfortunately, again, a lot of white people now are having to experience the same thing with all of the political division. And a lot of the people, even Caucasians now, are being exterminated, are being targeted as well with the prison system. We have red, brown, black, and we have the red, black, brown, and beige right in the prison system, mass incarceration. We have them in the streets being shot down, being killed unnecessarily. So this is why it's so, so important for We the People, Andy Williams, Junior, I'm going to turn this back over to you. But each and every one of you that just spoke within the last half hour or so spoke about all the issues that I believe Andy Williams has been trying to get out to the public. But we also have to realize we all need together, even though it might be our own races that are being attacked, we all need to come together in unity, in solidarity, the red, black, brown, beige, and even the whites that want to join force with us, and the Asians. We have to come together and start to do something about it, or we're going to continue to be brought down even further. Because the United States right now is deteriorating real fast, and other countries are so angry at the United States because we have been going over to their territory instead of staying in our own backyard and dealing with the issues that we need to address. So, Andy, finish what you were saying or add to it.
Well, I appreciate everybody on the call today. And I can just say, if you don't mind going to my website, awj2024.com, I can utilize any assistance and help that I could get, because that's really what it's going to take. I can't do it alone, and I need some support. You know, we can do a lot with a little. You know, we set up virtual Zooms. We get to share, spread the word. It'll get out, and then we can do what we need to do. That's the position that I'm holding. So I thank y'all for everybody being on.
Is it possible, Andy, to put something on your website where people can just go and sign their names if they're in solidarity with your whole goal? I would be glad to be the first one to sign on if you had a list. So that way you have an idea of how many people around the country are really interested in what you're doing. They can even put their organization down.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. I can get that pulled up.
Yeah. Okay, Once you get it pulled up, if you can send it to me and on Facebook, or send it to anyone, and we can start letting it go viral, because that's what's needed, action. Transparency, as Dr. Mkhitaryan said, accountability. Unless we see the transparency, unless we see the problem, we can't do anything about it. But once that transparency is out there and we see issues that we need to address, that's when we can start making some moves on it.
Right. Okay.
I want to thank everybody coming on. And if anybody has anything else they'd like to add to any of this before we close, I appreciate it.
Yeah, Sister Leona, this is Chinupa. This is what I'm going to say to everybody. And all the other callers that called in, I'm going to say Wopila Tanka to all of you in Lakota. So here's how my ending piece is going to go. Mitakiepi lechalakis e milahaska tha owap hiki lechus e wichoye mitaki wana kachol ye wankte. Yungha lila ota tima hiupi na owaske woglaka. Chanzeka najipi. Chahe slowaya na wamblake. Wana wane tuki let hok chahe hiki. Milahaska na ashichuk lena ake na hakti oyate on kitham o steshta wichakwa. As inihashini. Tala lechus e on kina zibnaha, taku tchokse heno on kitsipniki, lena heja echa echumpi. Champetu kile wash ake suta o luspok te hanta, takomni wowak sape kile oyate ke heno wichak ukte na etaha, taku hechus e ochlati chakifte, wakhatkanka kichimane to kuta etuan hawaniaki, na ha onchima kaki ankata lechus e on komane behe. Kushao kina jimna wa on kyokte ke he wosuta he yanke. So that's what I wanted to share to all of you, and thank you for having me on the show, sister. Look forward to you, and let me know what...
You can't leave us in suspense. What did you just say?
I left that understanding more openly this way. If we don't really protect who we are as a people struggling to remain free, kiss your independence goodbye. Because independence is the virtue about human rights. A lot of people don't understand that. But you can also You can utilize the aspects of what people do not see in an earthly manner, meaning our grandmother, the earth. When you have a colonized mindset, okay, what you're going to do and what is happening, and you can hear it. Now, on the radio show, I'm not offending any of you. But if it looks like an Indian and sounds like an Indian, it's really not going to be an Indian. So this is why I say that. I'm a Lakota from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation here. My brother John Three Fingers is the Northern Cheyenne. I also have his blood. I speak my Titista language from home up in Lame Deer, Montana. John is facing the same thing. So what I'm urging all of you to find some support to help Johnny. Johnny needs it. Him and our Cheyenne people in the Montana region and territory, they need that assistance from everybody to help them expose that corruption. This is why I said it in our language, because it's better to do it that way, because that way it keeps the enemy at bay. Beautifully said, because the great mystery is watching us, and our Earth Mother is crying out to us to continue to get us dog soldiers to stand firmly on heart's ground. Back to you guys.
I want to ask each and every one of you before we close to give the audience your name, your contact information, if there's any questions or anything they want to do to help. So why don't we start with you, well, Andy, start with you and then Chinupa, then Dr. McTerrion, and then John.
AWJ 2024.com. That's how you can reach Andy, AWJ 2024.com.
And your website?
That's my website, AWJ 2024.
Oh, okay, because I have two others, www.hoodcandidate.com and www.andywilliamsjr.com.
The AWJ2024.com is the same as the AndyWilliamsJr.com. It's the same.
Okay. Thank you so much. Chinupa?
Yeah, you can reach me at 605-517-2621 or area code again, 605-517-1547. Both of these numbers reach my phones. I'm computer illiterate, folks. And I'm grateful for that, because otherwise I would kill my language if I become more systematically inclined. So reach me at 605-517-1547, and then again, 605-517-2621. We are the Dog Soldiers of South Dakota, better known as the Chantet Inza Okola Kichie, in English, the Strong Heart Dog Soldiers. Hokahe, and have a great rest of the day. Thank you,
Chinupa.
Sister. Much love to you.
Chinupa, yes. Before you go, I want to say something. You said you're computer illiterate. I want to say something. This is a problem in America. When we listen to government leaders speaking, they're speaking to a particular level of education and a different class. There was a governor one time we had here, and he was saying that if people couldn't pay their utilities online and they had to go into the buildings, the offices, to pay their utilities, they were going to have to pay a little bit more. What he failed to realize is there's a lot of elderly people that have no knowledge of computers. There's a lot of young people that don't really know how to go about these things. And somebody must have put a bug in his ear, because not long after that, he turned it around so that people don't have to pay to go into the offices. But we live in a country that when we listen to our government leaders, they're speaking a language that only their own people or their own level can understand, forgetting the average American people who are elderly and never knew how to use a computer. They're forgetting a lot of things that it's like teaching somebody how to do social work, yet not telling them about cultures. You know, everybody wants that piece of paper saying they graduated, they got a degree, but they don't have any experience, any knowledge in certain areas. That's what we have in the United States of America. We have people that are talking like these politicians, our government, our president and our former president, legislative members. They don't want it, they don't want anybody to have any more education than them or knowledge than them if they haven't gotten that education. They don't want anybody to seem like they're above the legislative members or the government leaders when they talk. They want to feel important. but yet they don't have enough sense to know when they speak to the public. They're speaking to people that may be computer illiterate or may not be able to understand a lot of the terms that they're using. So instead of speaking in a normal, average language, like I asked John, BIA, he explained it. A lot of people out there don't know abbreviations. So when we listen to the news, we have news reporters going off in all these different abbreviations that nobody can understand but them and the political leaders. And I just wanted to say that.
Well, I thank you, Sister Leona, and all of you that are tuned in. Keep us aboard on your upcoming show, Sister Leona, and I'll let you all go. Have a good day. Love to all of you, and keep freedom and independence in your heart. Hokahe from Pine Ridge.
Thank you. And Dr. McCarrion?
I'm here.
Would you please give the audience your information?
Absolutely. I can be reached at SOSConsultingInc@gmail.com or SaveOurSons.us/United States@yahoo.com.
Thank you so much, and thank you for coming on. I truly appreciate your coming on. And John?
My honor.
Thank you so much.
Hello. First thing I'd like to say is what I believe is with knowledge, you can tie a forked tongue together and make it speak the truth. My email address is medbird1@hotmail.com. My cell phone is 406-720-3490. My home phone is 406-477-6144. And I'm on Facebook under John Three Fingers. You can reach me there. And, man, I sure appreciate any assistance you may offer. And I sure appreciate you getting the word out on what is happening in Indian country. And, you know, as dog soldiers, we have to keep together. We have to fight for what is right. And whatever happens, we're here in the long run. So thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Everyone in this country wants to see a miracle, and this is an opportunity for everyone to make that miracle happen. Please join forces. Please call these people, email them, do whatever you can to help them, volunteer, or whatever the case may be. We live in a world now, we live in a country where virtual advocating is very, very unique, but it works. So even if you're in a state clear across the country from any one of these people that spoke today, you can do some work. You can do research online. You can send them research through the email. You can make calls on their behalf or with them. You can email. You can write letters to the political leaders. You can do all these things. So audience, please listen to what they were saying. Please respond to them. We want to see miracles happen. We want to end all of this hatred in this country. We want to end all the retaliation. We want to end all the vengeance. So please join forces. Come together. Make these calls. Get in contact with these people. Please. And try to do what you can. Do your part to make America great again. To make this country like it was years ago when things were at a more normal level. So I want to thank you once again for being on. My guest here, I thank you for calling in. And we are going to end this episode now. We will have Andy Williams Jr. back on with us next Tuesday, same time. And I hope everyone will tune in Monday as well, 5:30, to hear more about the things that are going on in this country. Kimberly, I want to say one last thing to you again. When you talk about transparency, and you talk, when this is the most important thing, and accountability, this is the most important thing in this United States of America, is to make sure that every organization, including the prison system, especially the penal system, has transparency, has independent oversight, and is held accountable for all the damages done to those behind the walls and in the communities. So I thank you once again. Have a good evening, everyone, and thanks again for being on with us. We are ending this episode now. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Leona, and I am in 100% agreement that we must hold every institution, including, if not the most, the prison industry, because it's not just a system, it's an industry, and it is sponsored by hate and capitalism. So thank you for reminding us our duty to human society.
Thank you. And I hope you'll come back on again, Kim, so we can talk more about these issues, because you would know, you're out there, you're with a son, you're the founder of Sons Save Our Sons, and you must know a lot more about these things that you can share with the audience.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if we can educate more and if we can recruit more people to join forces in solidarity to make this a better place to live, including the prison system itself. So thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
God is with us.